Would you like to have dinner sometime?
Oh, so Phoebs, what do you want for your birthday?
Well, what I really want is for my mom to be alive and enjoy it with me. Okay. Let me put it this way. Anything from Crabtree and Evelyn? Ooh, bath salts would be nice.
Oh, okay. Good.
Look, you're cold. I have to pee, and there's a cup of coffee on the window. How bad could it be?
I think we have an answer.
What's she doing here?
This could be God's way of telling us to eat at home.
Think she got fired at Riff's?
No, no, no. We were there last night. She kept bringing swordfish. Are you going to go to the end?
I'm going to wait till after we order it. It's her, right?
It looks like her. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Hi, it's us.
Right, and it's me.
So you're here too.
Much as you are.
Your turn.
We know what we want.
Oh, that's good. All we want is two cafe lattes.
And some biscotti cookies.
Good choice. It's definitely her.
Yeah.
Buenas noches, John Boy.
Buenas noches, Maria Ellen.
Buenas noches, Jim
Bob. I can't believe you. You still haven't told that girl she doesn't have a job yet?
Well, you still haven't taken down the Christmas lights.
Congratulations. I think you found the world's thinnest argument.
I was trying to find the right moment, you know?
Oh, well, that shouldn't be so hard now that you're dating. Sweetheart, you're fired. But how about a quickie before I go to work?
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
You know, once you're inside, you don't have to knock anymore.
Get it. Oh. Hi, Mr. Heckles.
You're doing it again.
We're not doing anything. We're just sitting around talking. Quietly.
I can hear you through the ceiling. My cats can't sleep.
You don't even have cats.
I could have cats.
Goodbye, Mr. Heckles. We'll try to keep it down.
Oh. Phoebe, can you do me a favor? Can you try this on? I just want to make sure it fits.
Oh, my first birthday present. Oh, this is really...
Oh, no, no, no. It's for Ursula. I just figured, you know, size-wise.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, fits.
Are you seeing her again tonight?
Yep. Ice capades.
Wow, this is serious. I've never known you to pay money for any kind of capade.
I don't know. I like her, you know? She's different. There's, something about her.
That you like. We get it. You like her. Great.
Hey, Phoebe, I asked you and you said it was okay.
All right, well, maybe now it's not okay.
Okay. Well, maybe now I'm not okay with it not being okay.
Okay.
Knit, good woman, knit, knit.
And that's the Chrysler Building right there.
Oh.
Nina.
Mr. Douglas. Cool tie.
She's still here.
Yes, yes, she is. Didn't I memo you on this? See, after I let her go, I got a call from her psychiatrist, Dr. Flynn, and Dr. Flynn, and Dr. Flynn. He informed me that she took the news rather badly. In fact, he mentioned the word frenzy.
You're kidding. She seems so...
Oh, no, no. Nina, she is... Woo, 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 woo. In fact, if you asked her right now, she would have no recollection of being fired at all. Not at all.
That's unbelievable.
And yet believable. So I've decided not to fire her again until I can be assured that she will be no threat to herself or others.
I see. I guess you never really know what's going on inside a person's head.
Well, I guess that's why they call it psychology, sir.
The sound Mom and Dad will never forget. For this, after all, is the miracle of birth.
Lights, please. And that's having a baby. Next week is her final class.
Susan, go deep.
It's impossible. It's just impossible.
What is, honey?
What that woman did. I am not doing that. It's just going to have to stay in. That's all. Everything will be the same. It'll just stay in.
Everything's going to be all right.
Oh, what do you know? No one's going up to you and saying, "Hi, is that your nostril? Mind if we push this pot roast through it?"
Carol, sweetie. Cleansing breath. I know it's frightening, but big picture, the birth part is just one day. And when it's over, we're all going to be parents for the rest of our lives. I mean, that's what this is all about, right? Ross?
Ross?
I'm going to be a father.
Is it just occurring to you?
I always knew I was having a baby. I just never realized the baby was having me.
Oh, you're going to be great.
Oh, how could you say that? I can't even get Marcel to stop eating the bath mat. How am I going to raise a kid?
You know, Ross, some scientists are now saying that monkeys and babies are actually different. You might want to look into it.
Where are you going?
Out.
With?
Yes.
All right, can I just ask you one question? Have you two, you know... yet.
Well, not that it's any of your business, but no, we haven't.
Okay.
You met Sax, right?
Do you have a sec?
Sure, Nina. What's up?
I don't know. For the past couple days, people have been avoiding me and giving me these really strange looks.
Oh, well, maybe that's because they're, jealous of us.
Maybe. But that doesn't explain why they keep taking my scissors.
Well, maybe that's, because you're getting a big raise.
I am?
Sure, why not?
Oh, my God! You're amazing.
Oh, you don't know. Hallie, can we make sure we put through the paperwork on Miss Bookbinder's raise?
So you still want me to send her psychological profile to personnel?
What?
Helen drinks. Will you marry me? So after the proposal, I kind of unraveled.
Right, because you were really in control up until then.
Yeah, well, I ended up telling her everything.
Oh, how'd she take it?
Pretty well, except for the stapler thing. Little tip, if you're ever in a similar situation, never, ever leave your hand on the desk.
Okay, I think I get how to do this. All right, so can we turn this off? We'll just make them go away? Because I can't.
Okay, Phoebe, they're gone.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's this whole stupid Ursula thing. Okay, Phoebe, can I ask? So, he's going out with her. I mean, is it really so terrible? Yeah. Look, I mean, I'm not saying she's, like, evil or anything. She just, you know, she's always breaking my stuff. When I was 8, and I wouldn't let her have my Judy Jetson thermos, so she threw it under the bus. And then when I was 12, and she broke my collarbone. All right, I mean, she didn't mean to do it, but I think it still counts. And then there's Randy Brown, who's like, have you ever had a boyfriend who was like your best friend?
No.
No. Well, but that's what he was for me. And she, you know, kind of stole him away and then broke his heart. And then he wouldn't even talk to me anymore because he said he didn't want to be around anything that looked like either one of us. I mean, I know Joey is not my boyfriend or my thermos, you know, or anything, but...
You're not going to lose him.
Honey, you got to talk to Joey.
Yeah.
No, come on. He doesn't know this stuff. If he knew how you felt.
No, but he's falling in love with her. Oh, please. They've been going out a week. They haven't even slept together yet. I mean, that's not serious. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh. May we help you?
Out here, would you come back inside?
No. You wanted me to take him down, so I'm taking him down. Okay?
Oh. Rachel! I'm okay! Mr. Eccles, could you help me, please?
See, this is just the kind of thing I was talking about.